Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my live internet radio program on the power of the superconscious mind. Hi, I'm CJ Savage, and I'm a certified hypnotherapist, an inspirational and motivational speaker, life coach, and a past mental health specialist for the state of Illinois, which is where I resigned from in 1993. And I hypnotize people from all walks of life for a wide variety of things, but mostly for weight loss and smoking to help people. Also, probably I would say one of my specialties is to help people to heal with their health problems, no matter what it is. If they want to heal and they use the hypnosis on a daily basis or regularly, depending on their health issues, they will get better fast. Is not completely healed. And I've not ever had anyone in 18 years that was not able to heal themselves, no matter what it is, if they listened to their CD like they were supposed to, and that's all it really amounted to. Okay, today we're going to be talking about how to pray effectively. The power behind the prayers is the key that most people don't really understand. Now, last week, I talked about, is your thinking out of order? And if you did not hear that segment, I strongly suggest that you go back and listen to it because these segments are recorded. So last week, I talked about, is your thinking out of order? And you're going to have to actually accomplish last week's segment before you're going to really, if you really want to get this and make this work for you, then you've got to... You've got to master last week's segment. That's all I got to tell you. But there is a way to really pray effectively. And I have a couple different things I want to go over, and I may move a little fast. But if I do, it is recorded, and you can go back and you can play it again and again, listen as much as you want to, because I've got a lot of information that I'm going to throw at you. But it all boils down to something really, really simple. It's not what you have. As someone had just, we were talking about this earlier this afternoon with a group of people, and someone says, well, what you're really talking about there is having faith. Well, having faith isn't a special gift that one has. If one says, oh, he prays, he has such great faith, his prayers are always answered, which I used to think that about this one man, and I always said, I think you have a direct line to God. And he always laughed, and he said, well, sometimes I think it's busy, but your prayers are always answered one way or another. They are always answered. But when one has faith, it's not something that they have. It's actually something that they do. It's an action, and anyone can do this. So, again, if you did not listen to last Thursday's segment on Is Your Thinking Out of Order?, but I want you to go back and I want you to listen to that before you get real involved and try to master this segment. Or you may just get it. I don't know. You may get it anyway. But it's just a choice. I just want this to work for you. Prayers are powerful, very, very powerful. And they provide, what they provide you is a way to have, be, do everything that you want in life and solve your problems. Now, there is a way to pray effectively. And by the way, I'm going to tell you that if you have any questions or comments, you can send them over to thehypnosisqueen@aol.com, and I'm going to try to see them and answer them here before I even get off of here. Or you can go to the website here, to blogtalkradio.com/thepowerofthesuperconsciousmind on this site, and you can actually log in for a chat session. And if you put in a question there, I will actually see it, and I will address it at the end of the call. Okay, I have some really exciting, interesting information here that you're not going to want to miss. I don't know if you're one of these people or not, but when I did last week's segment, I've been thinking and seeing people all the time. I just want to take a little poster sign, you know, the post-it sign, and write on there, out of order, quote, out of order, unquote, and stick that on their forehead. when I see somebody whining and crying and complaining and going on, but we'll get into that later. Okay, I've got some information here, and I've got information that comes from the Master Key System by Charles F. Hahnel, who is a German man who wrote on how life works back in 1912. Now, some of the information sounds like it's a little bit outdated, and it may be, especially on like things like hypnosis. They talk about mind control, which they thought that's what it was way back then, and it's not. There's no mind control whatsoever. But actually, the whole concept of the Master Key System is so scientific and exact. It's got some really good information. And one of the segments in that Master Key System talks about the power of prayer, how to pray. So I'm going to talk about that, and then I'm going to go to modern-day Western physicists that is now started doing research in the early 1990s, and they have a whole new experiments that they have proven basically what the old ancients was trying to tell us in another language, how life works. They are now starting to prove it. So I'm going to go over some information. There's some things here that you really need to know and understand, because if you haven't followed all the segments, there's just a few things here that we're just going to touch bases on that we may have talked about in earlier segments. Okay, one of the first and foremost things that you have to do in order to pray effectively is you have to stop thinking negatively. You have to stop worrying. You have to stop the fears, the thoughts of lack and limitations, the wondering what if. You know, most people spend more time wondering what if. That probably would never even ever happen. For example, someone may think, what if he comes home late tonight again drunk? What if that pain is a symptom of something that's wrong, like a tumor or cancer? What if I lose my job? You know how many people are worrying, wondering, fearing that they're going to lose their job that may never even actually happen? Those are all thoughts of actually praying backwards. Now, I know you think, oh my gosh, that's really hard to do. How do you just stop worrying and thinking and about all this negative stuff? Well, there is a way. And it's really not that difficult. People just simply don't apply it. They don't try it. But you have to stop the negative thoughts. You have to stop the worrying and the thoughts of lack and limitations. Because if you're always fearing that this or that's going to happen, and what if this happens, what if that happens, do you really want to do this to yourself? So stop worrying. It doesn't do you any good. And it is just simply praying backwards. You know, what's the worst thing that actually could happen to you? Think about that. What is the absolute worst thing that could possibly happen to you? You could die. Is that really that bad? Well, the body might die, but the spirit will go on and live forever. And if a doctor told you today that you're going to die, say in 60 days, that's probably when you'd stop worrying and start living. I mean, there's really nothing to worry about, because all those little things you're worried about really doesn't make any difference anymore, does it? Kind of reminds me of that song by Tim McGraw, Live Like I'm Dying, because that's when you probably will really start living. Okay, if your negative thoughts are out of control, wear a rubber band on your wrist and snap it every time you have a negative thought, or even say anything negative, and always be sure and tell everyone when you're around other people, tell them why you're wearing that rubber band. It's because you want to stop all the negative thoughts, that stop the negative words, that stop the negative feelings, and you will get your life in order. But just tell them and remind them that, you know, just in case I would say something negative and I don't snap the rubber band, you are most welcome to snap it for me. And they'll snap it for you, and they'll snap it hard. And I want you to snap that rubber band hard enough to make it hurt every time you have a negative thought. Because negative thoughts leads in negative words, which leads in negative feelings. And again, it's just praying backwards, and it's just a choice, but it's not going to do you any good. However, it is vital. It's a vital thing for you to do, wearing that rubber band, because what it does, it is breaking a bad habit. And that habit of thinking and talking negatively, some people think, well, it makes me feel better about myself if I can run everyone else down, tell lies about them, make up stuff, and just tell them, I know that's true. You know what? Does that really make you feel better? No. Sooner or later, your friends are talking about you behind your back, because what goes around comes around. So if you really want to get your life in order and you want to have and do and be all the things you really want, then you have to stop the negative thinking. Wear a rubber band and snap it hard enough to make your wrist hurt when you actually say something or think something negative, wrong, or bad. You have to get your thinking in order before your prayers can actually become really effective. And I'm going to tell you why and explain this. So if you don't know whether or not your thinking is out of control or not, I'm asking you, does your mind uncontrollably fill or flood your thoughts with bad, wrong, or negative thoughts throughout the day? And whatever you think, if you don't know if it's good, wrong, or bad, pay attention to how it makes you feel. Do your thoughts make you feel better, or do they make you feel worse? And then I ask you this. I want you to be really honest with yourself. How long can you actually go without a single bad, negative, or wrong thought throughout the day? Can you go all day? Can you go for days, weeks? Can you go for an hour? Can you go for a minute? Maybe if you're having a lot of struggles and worries and hard times, then I would suggest that you go for a minute at a time and start living metamorphically. Live for the minute at a time in the present time. But you should be able to go for days, if not for weeks, without any negative, bad, or wrong thoughts. And when other people, I know that there's all kinds of people around that's going to be around you that's going to think, act, and speak. Do you have to engage in that conversation? No. You can change the subject to something positive, or you can just simply say, I don't really want to hear about it. Or sometimes I say, I have to go. Because I can see the whole conversation down spiraling, I just have to go. But you should actually be able to go for weeks without bad, wrong, or negative thoughts. Now, I know it's more of a challenge in these days and economic times and hot temperatures and so on, but when you are in control of your thoughts, no matter what is going on, it's going to be a whole lot easier to remain positive and focus on the positive things. And your life is actually going to move forward in a more positive way, and your life will just get better and better and better, and your prayers are actually going to become more powerful and more effective. Now, one thing I do want to tell you before I forget, and that is I have started a prayer line, which I invite and welcome anyone and everyone to join me on Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, which anyone who wants or needs prayer can call in on this conference line. And the conference line number is, if you have pen and paper, is 605-477-3000, 605-477-3000. Then there is a code number to punch in, which is 158-657-pound. It will start at exactly 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on Thursday mornings, and you can call in. And it's also recorded, so there's a playback number, which you could also call back and listen to at any time. Listen to it, pray with it, make you feel better. You can listen to it and pray with it every single day if you want to. But if you have any prayer needs, any prayer requests, please send them over to thehypnosisqueen@aol.com to have them included in the prayers in that. Your name will not be associated with the prayer. So if you put your name in the email, it will not be mentioned to anyone. So, again, that prayer conference line is 605-477-3000. Then I'll ask you for the code, and that is 158-657-POUND, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. on Central Standard Time. Okay. Send over your prayer request by all means. Feel free to do that. Now, I wanted to go over some of this stuff before I get into the Master Key system on the power of prayer. There are a couple of prerequisites here that you're going to have to understand. And we've talked about universal laws in the past, and there's a couple of them here that you need to understand. You will do your very best here in life if you can understand and live by the 12 major universal laws. Now, if you look up universal laws, if you Google it on the internet, you might find that the names of some of these laws vary from one source to another. But there's still 12 major universal laws, and there's like 21 sub-laws. However, don't worry about all the laws. Just simply focus on mastering the 12 major laws, and everything else will just fall into place. Our lives are governed by universal laws. One of the laws is called the law of attraction, and this has everything to do with prayer. The law of attraction states that everything inside of you is outside of you. You attract into your life that which you think about. Now, if you did not get that, I want you to think about it really hard, because any time that you pray for anyone or anything or about anything, any time you say a prayer, it should never, ever go against the laws of God, the universe, or man. For the simple reason is, well, it reminds me of that little cartoon where the little man's kneeling down, the classic religious cartoon. He's kneeling down, he's praying to God. He said, "Please, God, please strike down my worst enemy, just kill him dead." And while he's praying, a big bolt of lightning comes down to strike him on the head. So don't be one of those people. You know, if you don't have anything good, positive, or right to pray about, then just don't pray about it. Just simply work on going back to my segments and working on getting rid of your negative energy, work on forgiveness, work on getting in alignment with the universe and living right, because anger, hate, and grudges will not do you any good. That is just separating yourself from, you can call it universal source power, universal light of life's energy. You call it God, whatever you want. I will refer to it as God. So the law of attraction states that everything inside of you is outside of you. So don't be praying that your worst enemy is stricken down, that God strikes him down dead. It might be yourself. You might be your own worst enemy, so don't do that. You know, pray for your enemies. And when you forgive others, God forgives you. It's that simple. And remember, what goes around comes around. Isn't it true that our every word is a prayer? Our every single word, thought, action, is recorded as we now know it to be. It's a proven fact. And it can be and will be recalled and heard and or seen through spirit energy to others. Yes, that's right. Every single word, thought, and action is recorded. You can stand out in the middle of the desert and you can scream all the things that you want to about whatever you want to with a lot of emotion, but you come back into civilization around people, and the next thing you know, you have someone who's very intuitive, and when you speak to them, they may have the dream or have a premonition or are clairvoyant and see and hear exactly everything you just said and did. There are no secrets in this world because we were all connected. Everything in this world is connected. Therefore, and I have always known and always said and tell people constantly, there are no secrets. Everything, every word, your every thought, your every action is recorded, and we now know that, and it has been proven. Whether it's through spirit energy to others or whatever it is. There may be those who have the gift, prophecy, or clairvoyance that know that your every thought, word, and action is recorded. So you might really want to think twice about what you say and do before you do it, and don't ever have to look back and live with that, if only I'd done this, if only I hadn't done that, if only I hadn't said that. Choose your words carefully. Okay, the universal law of attraction says that this law creates everything, including people, events, animals, and things that come into our world through thoughts that we think, emotions that we feel, and actions that we take. But it all starts with our thoughts. And isn't it true that when we pray is some of our most emotional moments sometimes, depending on what it is that we're praying for, but it can be some of our very most emotional moments. These thoughts that we think are energy that we produce, good or bad, that go out into the universe and permeate and penetrate all of space, attracting like energy that comes back to us again, good or bad, whatever kind of thoughts that you're thinking or speaking, it goes out into the universe, attracts like energy, and brings it back to you. And if your every word is a prayer, which it is, what are you praying? I suggest that you start speaking and telling the story that you really want it to be and hear instead of what you don't want it to be. Now, if some of you are frowning down on psychics or those with the gift of prophecy or clairvoyance, the Bible says that these are the greatest gifts of all. And quite frankly, I have come to a point in my life where I believe every single thing in that Bible. And I've also come to realize that the Bible is so full of parables, that is, a lot of the sentences and words are written in kind of like a code. And for the first time in my life, I actually understand it. I actually understand it all. It's no longer a mystery. So many people try to interpret so many things in different ways, and they think, well, this is what I think it really means. But you know what? When you really understand the power of the mind and how life works, and you understand the 12 major universal laws, you will understand the Bible very clear. It will become blatantly clear what every single thing in that Bible means. There's no trying to figure out what you think it means and try to interpret it. It's blatantly clear. But the Bible talks about hypnosis, actually, as I'm telling you, as God's my witness, it mentions hypnosis more than 1,000 times. It does not use the word hypnosis because that word was actually coined in 1847 by Dr. James Braid, who was a Scottish physician, and that hypnosis is a Greek word meaning sleep, which at that time in the mid-1800s, they thought that's what hypnosis was sleep. When he come to realize it was not sleep, he tried to rename the hypnosis, but it never caught on. And everyone loved the word hypnosis, so it has just stayed on. Hypnosis, however, is just simply using more of your mind power, and there is no mind control whatsoever. And if anybody thinks that, or even thinks for one moment there's any kind of mind control involved in hypnosis, then they are still referring to the old texts that are out of date when they didn't understand what the mind was. And for many, many years, up until just recent years, could they not even have the technology to even study it or try to figure out what it was about. They couldn't see it, they couldn't touch it, they couldn't feel it, you know, so they just had a very difficult time to even try and do any research on the power of the mind. However, the first documented word about hypnosis is in the Old Testament in Genesis, where God put Adam into a deep sleep, removed his rib without pain, without, you know, hurting. So when you really understand the power of the mind and hypnosis, then you'll understand that God simply hypnotized Adam, removed his rib, and no, you can't just fall asleep and think that you're going to have your rib removed and you're not going to feel any pain. I have actually had surgery without any anesthesia, opened me up. I simply used self-hypnosis. Nobody hypnotized me. I just hypnotized myself. And also, if you realize, I don't know if you realize, but some of you may not be aware, but just recently I shattered my arm and wrist, which was May 22nd. They put a full cast on my arm from the shoulder down to the tips of my fingers and told me my bones were shattered. I saw the x-rays, and they were literally shattered. It looked like my bones was crackled glass. I did hypnosis on myself. I used my own hypnosis CD, General Healing of Health Problems, which is available on cdbaby.com and Amazon under Cheryl J. Savage Hypnosis. I simply used that one and achieved perfect and radiant health with hypnosis. I listened to it all day long for 9 days. 12 days later, they took the cast off my arm. That was it. I had all my strength back. So they anticipated it would be 3 to 4 months minimum for me to heal. And I said, I was thinking more like days. So it was 12 days. I got it off. Is the mind powerful? Absolutely. And most people know that, and they understand that, and they believe that. But they all will tell me, yeah, I know the mind's powerful. I just can't seem to get mine going. I can't kick it into gear. So the Bible speaks throughout the entire Bible more than 1,000 times it mentions and talks about the power of the mind. And this is where people start to become very confused about what does this really mean. Well, if you understand the universal laws and you understand the power of the mind, especially prayer, and you put this all together, it's very clear. Now, the psychic experience I talk about, such as the gift of prophecy, is not something very unique that just very few people have. Actually, it is instilled within all of us. We all have that gift. Do we try to use it? No, not really. Simply meditating actually can bring this awareness of the psychic experience within yourself and can do that. I do meditate, and simply just taking deep breaths, slow deep breaths in and out, and very total silence can bring me like a movie screen in my eyes when I know I'm still wide awake. And I've seen things that I don't even think at times, I don't think sometimes I even have the right to know or to see, but I do. And it has always, I've always prayed before I go to bed. I just ask God, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, please show me, tell me, or give me anything I need to know to help me and all those around me and to help others. And sometimes I have some strange messages. However, I'm 54 years old, and I have come to realize that Spirit has never lied to me, and it has always been the God's truth. So I pay attention. But basically, I get those messages, I do believe, because I ask for them, and I just simply ask. Okay, two major universal laws you need to know and understand. The law of attraction, that we just simply talked about. The other one is called the law of cause and effect. We've talked about the law of attraction so much in previous segments. We've talked about universal laws. But the law of attraction, I'm going to clarify this to sum it up. You attract into your life whatever you think, feel, and believe. Man is what he thinks all day long. Now, on the law of cause and effect, the law says that nothing happens by chance or outside of any universal laws, as they work all the time for everyone, whether you're aware of it or not. First and foremost, know and be aware that to grow up and mature, basically what I'm really telling you here is in order to get to the next plane, because we all come here to learn lessons and evolve. So if you want to evolve to the next plane, you have got to learn to take responsibility for your own actions. In this law, this universal law of cause and effect, know that every action has a reaction. And this law says that we have to take responsibility for everything that happens in our life. Every action has a reaction. We reap what we sow, period. Everything starts with thought, and those thoughts become our words. Those words are prayers. So what are you praying? And again, tell your story the way you want it to go instead of the way you don't want it to go. Simply change the way you think and talk instead of such things as, you ever hear somebody say something like, oh, I can't afford that. Instead of saying I can't afford that, you just spoke that in and made that true, you should say, I will get that just as soon as I have the money. Don't say, I don't feel good, I'm sick. I hear people say, I probably have cancer, cancer runs in our family, blah, blah, blah. Don't say that. Say, I'm not feeling my best today, but I will feel better tomorrow. I just need a little rest. I'm feeling better now. I'm getting better. And just keep saying, I'm getting better. I'm getting better, because your body has a physical body that is pure energy. I know it feels like it's solid, it's there, but it still breaks down to pure energy. You have inside of you the spiritual part of you, which is your superconscious mind, which is the spiritual part of you, which is in every cell of your being, and every cell of your being, every atom, breaks down to pure energy. And in every atom has its own intelligence, and that intelligence responds to your every word. So when you think and you say, I'm getting better, even if you don't think you are, if you keep saying it, the body's going to respond to it. And depending on how much emotion you put into it, how many times you say it and think it and believe it, well, the faster it's going to go, the more you say it, the more you think it, the more you feel it, you're actually going to start feeling better. And so with hypnosis, we can speed that all up, and by simply guiding your thoughts and your mind. Again, it's not mind control, because you can accept or reject anything that I say. in the hypnosis. You can also stop anytime you want, open your eyes and say, you know, I don't want to do this, I don't want to participate. But if you do participate, just simply let me give you a guided meditation and guided visualization, then you can simply guide your own thoughts and your own mind into healing your own body if it's a health issue. Also, I have one hypnosis that's on CD Baby called Become Rich and Wealthy Through the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis. It's phenomenal. It'll change your thinking fast. So, you can't go around thinking, saying, and speaking negatively because that's what you're going to get. I'm trying to get through this as fast as I can, and I want to get over to in the Master Key System by Charles Honnell. This was written in 1912, but I want you to pay very close attention. I'm going to go through it fast. You're going to find that everything which we hold in our consciousness for any length of time becomes impressed upon our superconscious mind. So that becomes a pattern which the creative energy will weave into our life and environment. This is the secret of the wonderful power of prayer. We know that the universe is governed by law and that for every effect there must be a cause, and that same cause under the same conditions will invariably produce the same effect. Consequently, if prayer has ever been answered, it will always be answered if the proper conditions are complied with. This must necessarily be true, otherwise the universe would be chaos instead of a cosmos. The answer to prayer is therefore subject to law, and this law is definite, exact, and scientific, just as the laws govern gravitation and electricity. An understanding of this law takes the foundation of Christianity out of the realm of superstitious and credulity and places it upon the firm rock of scientific understanding. You need to know that science and Christianity are twin sisters. Where one goes, the other one follows. These days, that is a fact. Okay. Unfortunately, there are very few people who really know how to pray. They understand that there are laws governing electricity, mathematics, and chemistry, but for some inexplicable reason, it never seems to occur to them that there are also spiritual laws, and these laws are also definite, scientific, exact, and they operate with immutable precision. The real secret of power is the consciousness of power. The real secret of power is consciousness of power. That means be aware of it. Know it. Last week, I told you that there is only one thing, in last week's segment, there is only one thing that links you to God. I don't know how many of you grew up thinking, oh, God's way up there. If you pray, you hope that God hears you. Well, God hears your every single word. And your every single word is recorded. Recorded. They know it to be a fact. But I talked about the one and only link between you and God is simply thought. That's it. If you can imagine how a battery works, you have a negative pole and a positive pole. And if God is the positive pole and you are the negative pole, and the circuit that runs between the two poles in a battery, simply that is thought, your thought. What you think is actually connected directly, and you are a part of God. Call it source energy. You call it universal mind. And the old terms in this book referred to it as the universal mind. But the source energy, one source energy, or God, is unconditional. Therefore, the more conscious we become of our unity with this mind, the less conscious we shall become of conditions and limitations. And we become emancipated or free from conditions that we come into a realization of the unconditional. We have become free. As soon as you become conscious of the inexhaustible power of the world within, you're going to begin to draw on the power and apply and develop the greater possibilities which this discernment has realized, because whatever you become conscious of is invariably manifested in the objective world, is brought into a tangible expression. Remember, I always tell you, so within as without. Everything starts within. Everything. Everything in this world, everything you see and touch, started with a thought. This is because the infinite mind, which is the source from which all things proceed, is one and indivisible. And each individual is a channel whereby the eternal energy is manifested. Our ability to think is the ability to act upon the universal substance, and what we think is what is created or produced in the objective world. You know, the most valuable asset that you have is your mind. And I always said, you can lose a lot of things in this life, but if you lose your mind, nothing else matters. Okay, the result of this discovery is nothing less than marvelous and means that the mind is extraordinary in quality, limitless in quantity, and contains possibilities without number. To become conscious of this power is to become a live wire. It has the same effect as placing an ordinary wire in contact with a wire that is charged. The universe, or you can call it source energy, God, but there is a web of energy that connects everything in this world. So in the Master Key system, he refers to it as the universal is the live wire. There is this web of energy that connects everything, and they've done experiments. The research has proven it to be so just in the last 2 years, which I'm hoping that we're going to be able to get to before this is over. The universal is the live wire. It carries power sufficient to meet every situation which may arise in the life of every individual. And when the individual mind touches the universal mind, it receives all the power it requires. This is the world within. All science recognizes the reality of this world, and all power is contingent upon our recognition of this world. So the power really becomes a reality when you recognize it and become aware of it, when you're conscientious of it. The ability to eliminate imperfect conditions depends upon mental action, and mental action depends upon consciousness of power. Therefore, the more conscious we become of our unity with the source of all power, the greater will be our power to control and master every condition. Large ideas have a tendency to eliminate all smaller ideas, so it's well to hold these ideas large enough to counteract and destroy all the small and undesirable tendencies. This will move innumerable petty and annoying obstacles from your path. You will also become conscious of a larger world of thought, thereby increasing your mental capacity as well as placing yourself in a position to accomplish something of value. This is one of the secrets of success. One of the methods of organizing victory, one of the accomplishments of the mastermind, he thinks big thoughts. The creative energies of mind find no more difficulty in handling large situations than small ones. Mind is just as much present in the infinitely large as it is in the infinitely small. So whatever it is that you focus on, remember, whatever you focus on with your mind, think about, feel, whatever you focus on expands. So I would suggest that what you focus on is positive, right, and good. When we realize that these facts concerning mind, we understand how we may bring ourselves any condition by creating the corresponding conditions in our consciousness. Because everything which is held for any length of time in the consciousness eventually becomes impressed upon the superconscious mind and thus becomes a pattern with the creative energies will weave into our life and environment of the individual. In this way, conditions are produced, and we find that our lives are simply the reflection of our predominant thoughts, which is our mental attitude. We see that the science of correct thinking is the one science that it includes all other sciences. From science, we learn that every thought creates an impression on the brain, that these impressions create mental tendencies. And these tendencies create character, ability, and purpose. And that the combined action of character, the ability, and purpose determines the experiences with which we meet in life. These experiences come to us through the law of attraction. Through the action of this law, we meet in the outer world the experiences which correspond to our world within. I'm going to stop and I'm going to just intercept here with one thought I want you to think about. The movie The Secret came out several years ago, and a lot of people listened to it, watched the video, and it worked miracles for them. Other people watched it, which was about half and half. About half the people watched it and said it didn't work for them at all. As a matter of fact, whatever their situation was, if it was a bad situation, it only got worse. Well, I find that a little amusing because when you watch the Secret, which is all about the power of the mind and what you hold in your thoughts and think and you focus on, become aware that your mind is very powerful, that if a person had a bad situation and they constantly day in and day out are focusing on the negative, the wrong, and the bad thoughts. For example, if it's a bad relationship, so they watch The Secret and they sit down for 30 minutes and they focus on a good, right, wonderful relationship, see it how they want it to be, plan on it, feel it, excited about it. And then they spend their next 23 and a half hours a day turn around, complain to their relatives and their friends about what their spouse does and how angry they've made them, and they know he's lied, and they say all these wrong, bad, and they're feeling angry and jealous, and they get into a rage, and all these negative feelings, emotions, and words and thoughts come to their mind, flood their mind, 23 and a half hours a day, and then they sit down for 30 minutes and go, oh, but I focused on all the positive, and I don't know why that's not working for me, and it just didn't work for me, you know? Well, you have to learn to get control of your thoughts, and the same way with prayer. You know, you can pray for a healing, but if you turn right around, I mean, get down on your knees and pray with all your heart that you heal of cancer, and you spend the next 23 and a half hours worrying about, you know, what's going to happen to your loved ones when you're gone, and how are you going to die, and how horrible it's going to be in the end, and I mean, do you understand? Do you get the point yet? Are you getting this? Because, one, you've got to get control of that negative thought. Just stop it. Because negative thinking, this flood that people say, oh, but I can't control it. My mind just comes in uncontrollably. That's because you've let it. You've allowed it. So stop it. Simply stop it. And by simply wearing a rubber band and snapping that wrist, every time you have a negative thought, I can tell you, some people can do it in 30 days. Some people can do it in 60 days. It might take 90 days. But I can tell you that if you wear a rubber band and you stop the negative thoughts, and every time you have a negative thought, you snap that rubber band and interrupt it and then turn around and start thinking and focusing and feeling good, positive thoughts, focusing on something you are grateful for, something that makes you happy. Focus on the positive and use positive affirmations just to interrupt that negative thought and go to something very, very positive. Before you know it, those negative thoughts stop flooding in uncontrollably. Those unwanted, negative, bad, wrong thinking just stops coming in. Okay, get back on track here. The predominant thought or the mental attitude is the magnet, and the law is that like attracts like. Consequently, the mental attitude will invariably attract such conditions as correspond to its nature. How many times do I tell you, like energy attracts like energy? So if you want to think wrong, bad, negative thoughts, when you think that, you are creating, producing negative energy that then goes out into space and then attracts like energy, and that like energy is going to come back, and the next thing you know, you have more problems and then more problems until it gets to you to the point where you call what we call down spiraling, until you just go down, 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 and everything is just coming at you and against you, and everything's just going wrong. This mental attitude is our personality and is composed of the thoughts which we have been creating in our own mind. Therefore, if we wish a change in conditions, all that is necessary is to change our thoughts. This will in turn change our mental attitude, which in turn changes our personality, which in turn changes the person, things, and conditions and experiences with which we meet in life. What? So within as without. It is, however, no easy matter to change the mental attitude. Remember I said attitude's everything. That's what life is all about. If you leave this world and somebody says, hey, what was life all about down there on earth? What was that experience about? And you can answer it with one word, attitude. Simply attitude. And your first hour of the day pretty much determines basically how the rest of your day is going to go. It's that presence. So I would suggest that you get yourself up, talk to yourself like you're a third person, talk yourself up, use the take some time just to appreciate what it is that you do have and what you're grateful for, and that will actually change your mentality right then and there. But attitude is everything. It is, however, no easy matter to change the mental attitude, but it is possible and it can be done, but it takes some effort. And with persistent effort, it may be accomplished. The mental attitude is patterned after the mental pictures with which it's been photographed on the brain. Some people can hear and grasp more by simply listening, and some people need to see it. So depending on whether your right brain or left brain dominated, you may need to have pictures. You may need to have pictures to show you and focus on what it is that your goals are, what it is that you want and your goals. Or you may simply need to listen and speak to yourself and talk to yourself about, you know, use the affirmations, what it is that you want, what you focus on. But we're going to get to prayer here. We're going to have to hurry here. It is no easy matter to change that mental attitude, but with persistent effort, it may be accomplished. The mental attitude is patterned after the mental pictures which have been photographed on the brain. If you don't like the pictures, destroy the negatives and create new pictures. This is the art of visualization, and that's exactly what we use in hypnosis. As soon as you've done this, you're going to be able to attract new things, and the new things will correspond to the new pictures. To do this, impress on your mind a perfect picture of the desire which you wish to have objectified, and continue to hold the picture in the mind until the results are really actually obtained. If the desire is one which requires determination, ability, talent, courage, power, or any of the other spiritual power, then these are the necessary essentials for your picture. Build them in. They are a vital part of the picture. They are the feeling which combines with thought and creates the irresistible magnetic power which draws the things you require to you. They give you the picture life. They give your picture life, and life means growth, and as soon as it begins to grow, the result is practically assured. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to remind you here, have you ever had something that you wanted really badly and you wouldn't accept no for an answer? You were determined to have it no matter what. When you become determined, you have a lot of emotion, you have a lot of feeling, but you also focus on what it is that you want, not on what you don't want. But when you have one thing, and here's an example. My daughter wanted a new house. She planned it for like 10 years. She focused on it. It was never a question of whether they would get it or not. It was only a matter of getting it all together the way she really wanted it, and she planned it. She planned the details. She planned every detail throughout the house, and she kept visualizing it. She had a picture of it, the house that she picked out, on the front of the refrigerator. She planned on it and looked at it daily. She planned on it and focused on it. But as time went on, her desire, it wasn't just a want, and then it wasn't a wish. It became a desire until it was a strong desire, until it became a burning desire. And when the roof started leaking, the burning desire set in. I mean, she thought about it, talked about it. No matter when you talked to her, she brought up that house. And she was trying to get the house put together. She needs to start going looking at models and so on and so forth. It doesn't make any difference how you're going to get it. If you believe you're going to have something with determination and you feel it and you think it day in and day out, and there's no negative thinking there, you just plan on it and you keep moving forward and taking the actions to go forward and the steps moving forward to have it, the universe is going to bring it to you one way or another. And in their case, they did have a miracle. I mean, they did. They had a miracle. And so all of a sudden, you know, they ordered the house. It was a WIC home. So they got their home. So if there's something that you really, really want, you don't sit around and worry about where is it going to come from and how am I going to get it or how am I going to afford it. That's not what it's about. You don't worry about that. Universe will take care of that. If you're really determined, have a burning desire to have something or do something, you will have and do it. Universe will just simply bring it to you, and you can call it a miracle if you want to. If the desire is one which requires determination, ability, talent, Kit talked about that. Do not hesitate to aspire to the highest possible attainments in anything that you may undertake, for the mind's forces are ever ready to lend themselves to a purposeful will in the effort to crystallize its highest aspirations into acts, accomplishments, and events. An illustration of how these forces operate is suggested by the method in which all of our habits are formed. We do a thing, then do it again and again until it becomes easy and perhaps almost automatic. And the same rule applies in breaking any and all bad habits. We stop doing a thing, then avoid it again and again until we are entirely free from it, especially our bad, negative, wrong thinking. And if we fail now and then, we should go by no means lose hope, for the law is absolute, inconceivable, and gives us credit for every effort and every success, even though our efforts and successes are perhaps intermittent. There is no limit to what you can do for you. There is no limit to what this law can do for you. Dare to believe in your own idea, and remember that nature is plastic to the ideal. Think of the ideal as an already accomplished fact. When you pray something, believe in your heart, soul, and mind that it's already been answered. And then your prayers become really powerful. The real battle of life is one's ideas. It is being fought out by the few against the many. On the one side is the constructive and creative thought, and on the other side is destructive and negative thought. The creative thought is dominated by an ideal. The passive thought is dominated by appearances. On both sides are men of science, men of letters, and men of affairs. On the creative side are men who spend their time in laboratories or over microscopes and telescopes, side by side with the men who dominate the commercial, the political, and the scientific world. On the negative side are men who spend their time investigating law and presidents, men who mistake theology for religion, statesmen who mistake might for right, and all the millions who seem to prefer presidents to progress, who are eternally looking backward instead of forward, who see only the world without, but not knowing of the world within. In the last analysis, there are but two classes, all men who have to take their place on one side or the other, and they will have to go forward or back. There is no standing still in the world where they are in motion. This world is constant motion. It is this attempt to stand still that gives sanction and force to arbitrary and unequal codes of law. Then we're in a period of transition, as evidenced by the unrest, which is everywhere apparent. The complaint of humanity is as roll of heaven's artillery, commencing with low and threatening notes, increasing until the sound is sent from cloud to cloud and the lightning splits the air and the earth. The sentries who patrol the most advanced outposts of the industrial, political, and religious world are called anxiously to each other. What of the night? The danger and insecurity of the position they occupy and attempt to hold is becoming more apparent every hour. The dawn of a new era necessarily declares that the existing order of things cannot much longer be. The issue between the old regiment and the new, the crux of the social problem, is entirely a question of the conviction in the minds of the people as to the nature of the universe. When they realize that the transcendent force of spirit or mind of the cosmos is within each individual, it will be possible to frame laws that shall consider the liberties and the rights of the many instead of the privileges of the few. Now, we're going to run out of time, and I'm going to stop here, and I'm going to tell you this. When you pray for what it is that you want, and you keep it positive. You keep it totally on the positive side. If we had a drought and you have crops that are drying up, you don't pray, God, keep my crops from drying up. Provide my dry crops with water so that they'll thrive. You have focused on the negative and you've spoken out to the universal mind, to God, I have crops that are drying up. And so that's kind of hard. I mean, the universe is unconditional. And you are directly connected. Remember, like the battery, the current runs through. So that is why you, whatever you pray, you believe that whatever you ask for, you pray for, you believe that you have it. You believe your prayer is answered. So if your crops are drying up, say, thank you, Father God, for the rain that comes upon our crops and waters and nourishes our crops to thrive. Thank you for abundance in my crop year, or whatever it is. You know, if you are sick, oh God, don't let me be sick anymore. That's not the prayer. That's not what you want to focus on, sickness. God, heal my body, and thank you for healing me and giving me a strong, perfect, whole, harmonious, loving body, soul and spirit and mind. Thank you for my good body that keeps me going each and every day. We're going to talk about prayers next week, and we're going to continue this, and I'm going to go into the new experiment in how we are all connected and how much power your mind has over, because I didn't even really get to the best part, because this is where it becomes so interesting. I'm trying to get laid the intro here so you have an understanding of the mind and where we're going, and then I want to get to the very best part in showing you how true that everything is so connected, our DNA is connected to everything in this world, and how much power we have in actually manipulating, changing our whole world around us. But it all starts with thought. Now, I would suggest that if you're interested or if you need or want prayer, to join us Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on our prayer line, which I gave you the number, and that number again is 605-477-3000, and then enter the code 158-657-pound. And I thank you for joining me. We are so out of time. I'm going to get cut off. Thank you, and we will continue next week.